You've been through it. The stress, the deadlines, the guesswork. Maybe you made it through, but you wouldn't wish that chaos on anyone else. Fast Start to College helps the next wave of families plan better with expert tools, personal guidance, and a clear path forward. If someone you care about is just starting this journey, send them to faststarttocollege.com. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
Well, hey, friends, welcome to the Midweek Pulse. It's your real-time newsletter without the newsletter. Because apparently no one wants to give me your email address. You know, you've held on to it like your last dollar. You've teased me and mocked me, thinking this is the day that I'll get someone to sign up. But no, let's make James sweat it out. Let's make him wonder if anyone is listening. Seriously, I tried. I made a whole sign-up form. I promised not to spam you. I even made it cute. And nothing. Just crickets. Well, it didn't work. So I'm trying another tactic. I'll fix your little red wagon.
Here. Bueller. 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 Bueller.
If you don't want to read a weekly update, by God, you're going to get one right here in your ears instead. No clicking, no skimming, just a five-minute check-in to let you know what's up in the world of Real Without Religion. Of course, all of that was tongue-in-cheek, or was it? Here's a promo for an upcoming series in Real Without Religion. Hey everyone, it's James, and I want to invite you to something special. We're starting a new series on Real Without Religion called Voices from the Past. But don't worry, this isn't a boring history class. This is about remembering who we are by remembering who they were. I'm talking about the bold, brilliant, and often forgotten voices that were saying wild and freeing and deeply spiritual things long before it was trending on TikTok. I mean, like turn of the century long ago. Names like Florence Scovel Shinn, Neville Goddard, Wallace Wattles, people who saw the Bible, the universe, and even God in ways that broke all the rules. They weren't preachers, they weren't mainstream, and in some ways they weren't allowed. But they still spoke, and we're still listening. So in this series, we're going to bring them back into the room. Their stories, their ideas, the truths they whispered when the world told them to stay quiet. So sit back, hit play, and let me introduce you to a few long-lost friends, because sometimes the path forward starts with the voices we almost forgot. Also, if you haven't checked it out yet, I've got a full resource site under the Real Without Religion website. There are books, there's journal entries, there's a place where you can purchase a really neat journal, teaching guides, just a bunch of stuff, some merch. So it's just a way for me to offer tools to support you whenever you are in your journey. And when you purchase something, you're not just getting a resource, you're helping me keep this podcast going. Also, you might have noticed a few short ads on the show lately. Those are for Fast Start to College, my other business, where I help students and families navigate the college process without losing their minds. You gotta admit, the commercials are pretty awesome. It's a different world, but it's the same mission. I just want to help people walk in confidence and clarity. And hey, if you ever just want to say hi or tell me how this is landing with you, you can email me. Just email james@realwithoutreligion.com. And I do read my emails. In fact, I stare at my box just waiting to hear from you. I'm weird like that. Okay, that's it. That's what a midweek pulse is. But before we go, I want to leave you something here. The universe said that they wanted to talk to you, so hopefully this will be nice and helpful.
I see you. I know this isn't always easy. You're stepping into a new way of thinking, and for some of you, this is the first time you've ever questioned what you were taught to believe. You're not trying to be rebellious. You're trying to be honest. And I want you to know, it's okay to question. It's okay to take it slow. You don't have to let go of everything at once. You can hold what still brings peace and release what brings fear. I'm not asking you to figure it all out right now. I'm just asking you to stay open to your intuition, to your curiosity, to what feels true deep inside. You're not behind. You're not lost. You're waking up, and I am with you in all of it. In the doubt, the wonder, the tears, and the quiet moments where something inside you whispers, there's more than this. That whisper is me. That pull toward peace, joy, and freedom, that's me too. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to prove anything. You are already connected. You are already loved. Keep going. Trust yourself. And remember, the more you become who you truly are, the more everything else begins to make sense.
Namaste. Have an awesome week, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.